Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, wonderful friends. Happy Saturday to everybody, and welcome back to r/entitled people, where people seem to think the world revolves around them. Guys, in this episode, there's going to be two stories. The first story was emailed to me by a subscriber, and she shares a story about how her entitled mother comes out of the woodwork to demand her inheritance of over $1 million. $1 million. Yikes. The second story is about another mom who happens to be a horrendous budgeter and constantly thinks her children should bail her out of money mistakes as well. My friends, please buckle up because you're about to go on a wild, wild ride. I hope you stay for the stories today and do hit that subscribe button for future entitled people stories. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, My Mother Demands My $1 Million Inheritance. Says that I owe her for raising me as a single mother. When I was really young, my parents divorced. It wasn't pretty. They fought often, usually over money. Eventually, they separated and my dad moved out. And after a while, my dad moved out of the country back to Hong Kong, where he was born and raised, to help out with the family business. This left my mom to raise myself on her own for over 10 years. She was bitter over the split, but did her best to keep food on the table. She worked multiple jobs and made sure that I was never wanting in regards to food, shelter, and clothing. However, because of this bitterness, I think my mom felt that she always needed more, that she was so hardworking that she deserved more. I could see that she became envious of some of her friends who were better off, especially the ones with bigger houses, nicer cars, and more luxurious lifestyle. Whenever one of them put their kids in some kind of lesson, like dance or music, I was also enrolled not long after. It got to the point where whatever money she made, she would spend on material goods for herself, for that little bit of happiness, rather than making sure our necessities were covered. More on this later. As a kid, I didn't understand, but as an adult, I can kind of see where the good intent was initially, and then her inner demons just took over her life. Anyways, with my mom working lots, it also meant that she wasn't home most of the time. The extra jobs took a toll on her and affected our relationship. We were constantly fighting and arguing. Most of the time, it was over nothing, just silly petty things that a teenager would get mad at. Therefore, our bond was never that strong. It was strained and trickled into my adulthood. I didn't talk to her often after I moved out, nor did she try to reach out to me. We went on years without seeing each other, mostly talked through texting and sometimes called. The only time she called me up is because she wanted something, like to borrow money or if I could buy something for her, and most of the time, I obliged, because, well, she's my mother. With my father, I wasn't very close with him either, because he was halfway around the world, and I could only see him once every 2 to 3 years, and I talked to him on the phone or exchanged emails once in a while, but he kind of tried. Things in my life took a turn for the worst when I was in my mid-20s. My father had suddenly passed away from a heart attack, and I had traveled to Hong Kong for his funeral. It was bittersweet, having to say goodbye, but I won't bore you with those details. While I was there, I did see a lot of childhood aunties and uncles that I hadn't seen in many years. I was gone for maybe a week before I flew back home. After a while, I was contacted by my dad's lawyer and was told that he had left me a large sum of money and some family valuables in his will. There was a whole bunch of legal details and things that needed to be done, especially since I'm not a Hong Kong citizen, and it took a very, very long time to figure this out. But that's not what this story's about. When it happened, I called my mom and told her about my father's passing. She was good about it, didn't make any snarky comments or anything like I thought she would. She didn't come with me to the funeral either, as she was a full-time caretaker for my grandfather who was bedridden, and we couldn't find someone to help at the time. Not too long after my return from the funeral, she called me up again to see how it went and how I was holding up. It started as a nice conversation, but it wasn't too long into the phone call before I found out what my mom was up to. Please keep in mind that I'm speaking to my mom in our native language, so this is a rough translation of it all. She said, I was talking to Auntie Debbie, and she heard from your Auntie Nikki that your dad had left you something after he passed away. Reluctantly, I answered and said, yeah, something like that. She replied, well, that's good, because he wasn't really there to take care of you when you were younger, so it's only right that he tries to take care of you now. And there's the snide comment. Sure, Mom, I said. And she asked, what did he leave you? Just some stuff. I was trying to steer the conversation elsewhere, but my mom wouldn't have it, and she pushed. Like what? I sighed, and I regret this so much, but I gave in and said, he just left me some money, Mom. Don't worry about it. What do you mean, don't worry about it? How much did he leave you? $1? $10? $100? She kept nagging, and I lied and said, it's like $10,000, nothing too big, but it was substantially more. My mom then said to me, why are you lying to me? Auntie Debbie said it was over $1 million. I kind of felt my gut knot up at this and started to fear where this was heading. My dad had left me with a little more than $1.3 million, but I didn't want to tell her. And I said, Mom, why are you so concerned with this? Because after everything your dad put me through, that money should be going to me. What? What are you talking about? I was shocked because I knew my mom was selfish, but I didn't think she'd be that selfish. She went on and on about how my dad put her through hell, left her with a house and a big mortgage, and how she had to work so many jobs to make ends meet. She never asked him for child support, which was true, but she periodically asked him to pay for things like dance lessons, braces, eyeglasses, and more. And, from the start, from what I can remember, he did pay for all those things. But as time went on, the financial support wasn't there as much, so my mom, though it was her own choice, had to fork out more money for my lessons. She then started talking about how because of my dad, she was now in the poor situation she was in. She eventually had to remortgage my childhood home, but she couldn't keep up the payments, so the house ended up getting foreclosed. My mom then started renting, had her car repoed, utilities were cut, and creditors used to call the house so much to the point where I was afraid to answer the phone. Anyways, my mom was going on and on about how she deserved better after having given so much sacrifice of her life. She said, so, when you get that money, you can send it to me, okay? She said that to me as if it was decided. I don't like arguing, especially with her, so it took everything in me to say this. Mom, I get that you went through a lot when you and Dad split up, but that was a long time ago and it's over. I'm not going to be giving you all this money. I could hear how offended she was when she said,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Why not? Because Dad left the money to me, no one else. I can maybe help you with a few things, but that's it. She scoffed and said, are you kidding me? After everything I've done for you, you're going to be so disrespectful to me? I already told Auntie that you were going to send me at least half of it. I raised you, so you owe me. There it is. That one line that my mom liked to bring up every so often and the biggest reason why our relationship was so strained. You owe me. I told her, no, Mom, I don't owe you anything. I appreciate the fact that you raised me on your own, and you did a great job of it. But I'm an adult now, and you are too. You can't keep blaming Dad for everything bad that happened in your life, and you can't keep coming to me for handouts. My voice was shaking, and I could hear the blood beat in my ears, preparing me for the next wave of shouting. And shouted she did. My mom snapped and went on and on about how ungrateful I was, about the sacrifices she made for me, how she had a line of men asking to date her, but she never dated any of them, and how people felt so sorry for her that her husband ditched her and her child, and how as an adult, her child won't even try to help her out. She brought up things she did for me when I was younger, brought up the old fights we had, and how I was not being a good daughter. After that, I told her I'm not having this conversation with her, that I'll wait until she's calm and can act like a freaking adult. Then I hung up on her. Obviously, that didn't go well because she started spamming my phone. Phone call after phone call, but I ignored them all. Eventually, I shut off my phone and went to take a nap because I was mentally exhausted from her. The only thing that stopped her from showing up at my doorstep was because she lived on the other side of the country and she didn't have the funds to suddenly hop on a plane. It's upsetting, but I came to accept that my mom will never be the person I hoped she would be. I didn't talk to her for a couple of weeks, but when I finally did, she was trying so hard to get on my good side, trying to be as nice as possible, but it was fake kindness. My mom never saw a cent of that inheritance. Every so often, the same argument would come up about how she's owed money from my dad and how I owe her my life. We've never come to an agreement, and I stayed firm on my decision to not give her anything. I did hire some 24/7 care for my grandfather so that someone more capable can be there in case there's an emergency. It's so unfortunate that the only reason OP's mom came in contact with her was to demand that inheritance. So, I have a question for you guys. If you suddenly came into an inheritance of over $1 million, how do you think your family would treat you? Do you have any entitled family members that would demand you share or think they're owed something like OP's mother? Please leave your comments below because I'd love to know. This next story is titled, Mom Begs for Money Despite Buying New House and Car. A little backstory. My mom, who's on Social Security Disability Insurance, has a very hard time budgeting. She's in the top tier, almost $2,800 a month. Last year, she decided to sell my grandparents' house in Oregon to move back to the Seattle area. She got the house by having my grandmother with dementia change the will and cut out her two siblings, my uncle and aunt. And after my grandmother passed, the house and all the savings and belongings went to my mom. So she sells the house, and instead of buying a reasonable home, she buys herself and her three cats a 4,000 square foot home in a gated community. There was literally no money left over from the sale and acquisition of the new home. I even had to help by paying for a moving van and helpers. Before this, she had a settlement from a slip and fall lawsuit of roughly $50,000, which she instantly rolls into a brand new 2018 Toyota Highlander. She then backs into a tree and busts a taillight on it and decides that she needs a brand new 2019 fully loaded Highlander. She trades in her 2018 with 5,000 miles on it and takes out a $35,000 car loan. So here is like $80,000 of car at this point. Excellent. She's constantly begging my bro, sis, and I for money and thinks we should all bail her out of certain situations that she gets herself into. My brother's 38, I'm 36, my sister's 27, and we're all trying to establish ourselves in our lives, careers, and financial security. Well, she brought up money the other day when she came up to our apartment to visit the grandkids, saying she didn't have enough money to pick up her prescriptions. I told her I could spare her $15 for gas money, but that was all. I explained that we're a family of four living on one income, and we have a tight budget. I remind her that she's had plenty of opportunity to save or spend her money more wisely, so she takes the $15 and goes. I get a call the next day of her crying, saying that the way I brought up her poor money choices was terribly upsetting, pretty much making me to be out the villain and her the victim. This self-victimizing routine is her go-to. It's exhausting because I've done so much for her. I put my life on hold for 5 years after college to be her full-time caretaker since she fell and needed a hip replacement, and then got hooked on opiates. I couldn't hold down a job or any healthy relationships because I was constantly being called back home to take her to doctor's appointments, etc. She thinks she's entitled to us always bailing her out of situations. I could literally write a novel in all the ways I've helped her. I feel like this post is a novella. Anyways, screw her for trying to make me to be out the bad guy because I don't give her money to get extra prescriptions to fuel her addiction. And screw her for even putting it out there and begging my family for money when she has so much. And lastly, screw her for never respecting my boundaries when I need to preserve my well-being. After her sob story phone call, I was so upset and it took me a few hours to get my head on straight. OP, in my humble opinion, you and your siblings have your own families to take care of. I'm in a similar situation where my mom's pretty much bleeding her and my father's retirement savings because she's constantly spending on unnecessary things, and then she calls us asking for money. I don't want to share too much information because I know sometimes she checks up on this channel and I don't want an ass whooping, but she knows how I feel. I love you, Mama. Guys, and that wraps up another episode of r/ Entitled People. If you missed the last episode, OP's parents disown him because they think they're entitled to grandchildren. Imagine that. Your parents disown you because you don't want to have kids. That is unreal. Guys, if you haven't listened to it, go check it out, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.